Hello, we are so excited to have you as part of our podcast community. Thank you so much for listening. We want you to be notified every time there is a new episode. Go to our website at teachablewoman.com, scroll down and join the mailing list. Hit the button subscribe and you will be notified whenever there is a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Teachable Woman podcast. This is Reverend Michelle Ohs, and we are teachers of good things. I have a wonderful guest today. I am so excited to have with us Mrs. Marilyn Monmouth Williams. I'm not even going to tell you how long I have known her. We both just decided that is too much information to share. But it has been a very long time, and she has been a tremendous witness in the body of Christ. Marilyn, say hello.
Hello, and Michelle, thank you so much for allowing me to share this time with you today, to spend a few moments.
It is exciting for me as well. Marilyn is my first guest for the Widow's Walk, and we know that there is a tremendous body out there that is known as the widow. It is a unique body because we have a similar experience. Not all of our experiences are exactly the same, but we went from the married state to the unmarried state, not by our choosing, but by the death of our spouses. And Marilyn is going to share with us some of the first experiences she had when she became a widow.
Well, Michelle, let's just start with my first husband, who was a pastor, and we had been married for 20 years. And he died at the age of 45, which is, I would say, very young. And so my experience may be a little different from other women that have had the pleasure of being with their spouses for a longer period of time. So at 44 years old, I was a widow with two sons, one a sophomore in college, one a sophomore in high school. And so that presented a different type of struggle, you know, in this walk as a widow.
So with it being that early, now with the death, you mentioned your first husband. So one of the reasons that I asked Marilyn to be with us is not just because she's an incredible witness in the body of Christ, but because God trusted her with this process, not once, but twice. Marilyn has been widowed twice, and yet her example in the body of Christ has been unwavering. And most of us, Our great struggle with the Lord is the loss of our husband the first time. And sometimes that is the only time. But Marilyn has continued her walk with the Lord even after the loss of her second husband. And so share a little bit about that with us, Marilyn.
Okay. Michelle, I like the way you word things. And
thank you.
And, you know, I lost my husband. Like I said, the first husband, when he was 45, I was 44. I did not remarry for 12 years. I was not seeking another husband, but God saw fit to give me another husband. We were only married for 5 years. And so I think I was probably about 55 or 54. I can't really remember. We were married for 5 years. But the thing is, each of those situations was so different. Like with my first husband, he actually died from cancer. And so there was a period of time where it was a lot of caregiving and a lot of nurturing towards him as he was going through cancer. Now, my second husband, he died in an automobile accident. So it was immediate. One was like over months and even years of struggling with the situation, and the other was just instantaneously. And so one of the things that, you know, I learned through the process that it does not matter whether or not your spouse dies over, you know, it's been over a long period of time and you're just grateful that they're not suffering anymore, or whether instantaneously you still feel the pain either way.
Yes, yes. I think I love the way you made that differentiation. And so for women who have been in periods of long-term caregiving, I note in some of our conversations that some may feel a little guilty because they're not said that that time of long-term caregiving and consistency of 24/7, they're not said that that part is over. And sometimes they mix that emotion with the sadness of the loss of their husbands and feel some guilt about it. Can you share with those women who may be in that place where they're not 100% sure about, well, their emotions are mixed. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah. And in any grief situation, I think your emotions are mixed. And I think one thing that we all have to, you know, understand is that we all grieve differently. Yeah. And we have to not let someone else tell us how we should be grieving. We are comforted by the Lord and we're comforted by people around us, but no one really knows exactly how we're feeling. You know, people will come to me all the time and say, well, you should talk to so-and-so because you know how she feels. But I really don't know how she feels. I can only imagine how she feels based on how I felt. And so when we're around someone that really needs our comfort, we need to just try to just be there and understand what they're going through, even though we may not know exactly, you know, what they're going through. You may be in a situation where you have cared for someone for years and you may be at a state where you're thankful that they are not suffering anymore, even though it grieves you that they're gone, but you are just so thankful that they're not suffering anymore. And so there's a lot of things that goes on with each of us as we go through this widow's walk. It's not all the same.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I think if there's been long-term caregiving, sometimes the caregiver just needs a moment to rest, just needs a moment to recollect themselves because you've been in a state of service for so long that when that service comes to an end, it's almost like, okay, well, what do I do with myself?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know for me, I still had two sons I needed to minister to. And I still had a church body that needed ministering to because my first husband was the pastor of a church. Mm-hmm. And so there were a lot of people looking to me for their comfort. And so like I said, everyone's situation is so different. But the one thing that is so real and the one thing that is so predictable is God's care for us during this time.
Yeah.
Like, even though our situations may be different, we may be feeling different, God is going to care for each of us, and he's going to meet us at our need. He knows our need, and he will meet us at our need. You know, Michelle, one of the things that I am so thankful for is that in each situation with my first husband and with my second husband, the Lord has put in my spirit a scripture for me to just be guided by. With my first husband, he gave me from Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that scripture just helped me so much. I would just, you know, repeat that scripture and it just ministered to me. When my second husband died, he gave me, be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
And both times, God's word just ministered to me so much. And I am forever grateful and thankful that God ministered to me at that point, and it helped me so much.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Marilyn, I think one of the very important things that you said is that God ministered to you. And the widow may not understand that that is really where our help is going to come from. And oftentimes we can look and see that maybe we are physically alone and the friends and family that we had may not know how to communicate with us once we've become a widow. And in some previous conversations you and I have had, we talked about the fact that the church does an excellent job up to the funeral. Mm-hmm. And maybe a couple of days after. But after that, people don't typically know what to say or what to do. And they don't really want to ask you how you are because they don't really want to know if you're still in pain, or they don't want you to go back and think that you're in pain if they feel like you're doing okay. And so not only the body of Christ, but oftentimes our immediate families, they don't really know how to respond to us because they want us to be in a healed state. They want us to move forward, not out of disrespect, but out of hope for our future. But it's not something you can rush through.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that we have to always be on guard for, that we are allowing other people to tell us, well, you should be over this by now. And why are you still in so much pain? We have to all heal in the way that God will allow us to heal. And He knows what we need, and He will send people. You may not think at the time that you're going through, but He will send just the right people to surround you, to comfort you. As long as we are trusting in Him and focusing on Him, it just helps us get through each and every stage of this grief. We can't do it without Him.
That's true. That is very true. And I hope that any woman who has found herself in this state, that if you were not sure, that as a result of this sharing today, that you will be sure that your help is really going to come from the Lord. And we all want to get back to that place of joy. And as Marilyn shared with us out of the scriptures, that it's the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And knowing that He's with us every day, that He has never left us, He has not forsaken us. The homegoing of our husbands is not because He's mad at us or we did something wrong or there's a punishment, or it's none of those things, because the scriptures are very clear that each man is appointed to die once and then judgment. Every man has an appointment, every man and woman, I should add. We all have this appointment with death. And so when our time comes, it is just that. It is our time. It's not a punishment to someone else, but also for us to know that where our help is going to come from is from the Lord. One of the things that came to my mind or in my study about this particular session, the widow's walk, comes out of Philippians, the first chapter, verse number 12. And this is Paul talking after Paul had been shipwrecked and bitten by a snake, and he had been jailed, and he had been run out of town, and he had many afflictions as a Christian man. But in verse number 12, he says, "But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." So oftentimes we think that something has happened to us, whether it's a tragedy or whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, that it's just our experience. But God is doing something that we know not of, ultimately for the furtherance of the gospel. And when I look at the fact that I met you in my early years of Christendom, and God trusted you to train me, because you and I could laugh about some of my experiences. I was really untrained, a new babe in Christ. But now you and I are together for the furtherance of the gospel. We are sharing on this podcast so that other women might know and understand that these experiences in life, it's not over for us. We're still alive and we're still useful in the body of Christ.
Amen. And there are any women out there who are listening as to how they may be able to minister to someone who has lost a spouse, just remember, just being there goes a long way. I can remember people just coming to my house. They didn't say a word. They didn't need to say a word. They just did things. They washed dishes. They brought food. They just made sure I had things that I needed. So being there is an excellent example of God's word. You don't have to beat them down with a bunch of scriptures. You can just live the scriptures and just be there for the person.
Amen. Amen. That's a beautiful sharing. And oh my goodness, look how time flies. Well, this is part one of the Widow's Walk, and Marilyn is going to be back with us for part two. So stay tuned. We love you. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we'll talk with you soon. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We are excited by the response to the Teachable Women's Retreat, July the 25th through the 27th of 2024 in Houston, Texas. Thank you so much. You are blessing our hearts in ways that you cannot imagine. We have also heard your heart. For those of you who are planning on coming, but you haven't been able to find a roommate, please hit the contact button at our website, teachablewoman.com. Let us know who you are. Let us know you're trying to find a roommate, and we will see what we can do to be of service to you. Thank you so much. We'll see you in July. For those who have not yet registered, please do so quickly. Registrations are going fast.